Well, welcome to episode 46 and the one-year anniversary of the Fredcast. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. And you're listening to the first ever live recording of the Fredcast, recorded right here on TalkShoe.com at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, 0300 Greenwich Mean Time, Monday, December 11th, 2006. On tonight's episode of the Fredcast, I'll bring you the news, including Pro Tour teams shunning Discovery over Basso signing, the LA Times does a series on doping in sports, the 2007 Amgen Tour of California route is announced, and Competitor Magazine announces the top cycling events of 2006. Following the news this evening, I'm really excited to be bringing you two fantastic guests. Our first guest tonight is Graham Street, creator of the very popular and successful CycloCore training programs. Graham and I are going to be discussing his CycloCore and CycloZen programs, as well as his newest products and programs. Our second guest is someone you've heard on the show before, Josh Horowitz. I interviewed Josh during my shows from Interbike, and you may recall that he's the founder and head coach of Liquid Fitness, a cycling training program that includes physical and mental training, as well as nutritional guidance. Josh and I are going to be discussing the topic of visualization, as well as his line of motivational CDs. Now, the great thing about both guests is that you are finally going to have the opportunity to call in and ask each of them questions. Let's get right to the news. Well, it looks like the majority of the Pro Tour teams are more than a little miffed at Team Discovery over their hiring of Yvonne Basso, because on Friday, they met in Brussels and voted to exclude Team Discovery from membership in the Organization of Pro Tour Teams. The organization is officially called the International Association of Professional Cycling Teams, or AIGCP. Now, this is a trade association made up of all 20 Pro Tour teams except Française du Jeu. I'm not quite sure why I didn't delve into the history. And it's chaired by Patrick Lefebvre, and that's the manager of the Quickstep team. In a nearly unanimous vote, the teams decided to kick Discovery out of the association, out of their hiring of Basso. You recall that Basso is last year's winner of the Giro and one of the riders barred from this year's Tour de France because of his implication in the Operation Puerto scandal. According to the association, the teams made a gentleman's agreement in October not to hire any of the riders under investigation in Puerto as a demonstration of their solidarity against doping in cycling. For their part, Discovery contends that they were not at the October meeting, and even if they were party to the agreement, that Basso's been cleared to race by the Italian authorities, and therefore they should be free to hire him. Now, I did read an article late this afternoon just before we went on the air that indicated that the association might reconsider its position on Discovery in January, but in the meantime, Basso continues to train with Discovery at their training camp in Austin, Texas. Now, switching gears just slightly, for those of you who are in Southern California and who picked up yesterday's LA Times, I wonder if you were as surprised as I was to see the front page story on doping in sports. The article in Sunday's Times was the first of three parts to deal with what has quite obviously become a cause celeb in the sporting world, especially here on the Fredcast and also on my other show, The Spokesman, but mainly in cycling. Now, yesterday's main article, there were two articles yesterday, actually. One of them was about Tyler Hamilton and what he's gone through in his own ordeal with doping. But the main article concerned the way in which doping standards are developed, enforced, and adjudicated, while today's article focused on flaws in the arbitration system that stacked the odds in favor of WADA and against the athletes. Now, many of you may know this, but I think some of you may be surprised to learn that WADA has ultimate control over the development and certification of testing procedures. They self-certify the labs that perform the tests, and they can even forbid certified labs from testifying against WADA. Now, personally, I will admit that I've had my personal quarrels with the LA Times in the past, but I found this article extremely fair, balanced, and very well researched. And after reading both of these articles, one more to go, I'm even more convinced that the entire system is in need of an overhaul and that we need to move the judicial process, at least the judicial portion of the process, more toward what a lot of us are used to, which is innocent until proven guilty. We need to shift the burden of proof and the presumption of innocence more in line with a more modern and enlightened system of justice. And later on tonight, when I do the show notes for the show, I'll make sure that I put links in the notes to the series of articles so that you can judge for yourself and read what the LA Times had to say. Speaking of California, the route for this year's 2007 Amgen Tour of California was announced last week. This year's race takes place February 18th through the 25th. It'll include a prologue and seven stages along a 650-mile course that will take the riders from San Francisco all the way down California to Long Beach. As I mentioned last week, so far only three top teams, Discovery, CSC, and Predictor Lotto, have been announced as participating in this year's event, but I expect that additional teams will shortly be announced as participating as well. And in case you're wondering, last year's winner, Floyd Landis, was not mentioned during last week's press conference. Now, last year, the race was televised nightly on ESPN2 here in the United States, but this year, fans in the U.S. will enjoy expanded nightly coverage on Versus, which we all know formerly as OLN, and they're going to be doing one-hour broadcasts as well as some additional updates throughout the day. Among the highlights that I found of this year's race, it starts with a 1.9-mile individual time trial on day one in San Francisco with an uphill finish on Telegraph Hill at Coit Tower. Stage two features a three-lap circuit in front of the California State Capitol. Don't know whether or not Arnold Schwarzenegger will be watching that one. There's going to be a Category 1 climb on Sierra Road in San Jose on the 95-mile Stage 3. Stage 4 is 130 miles, includes three King of the Mountains climbs as they go from Seaside to San Luis Obispo. Next, a 14.5-mile individual time trial in Solvang. And if you're not familiar with Solvang, Solvang is a cycling mecca for both recreational cyclists as well as professional cyclists. A lot of professional pro tour teams do their training in the Solvang area. It's a beautiful area, and the roads are perfect for cycling. Stage 6 is a grueling 105-mile stage that many believe could be the pivotal stage of the week as the riders go from Santa Barbara to my old hometown of Santa Clarita, California, and this stage is going to include four King of the Mountain climbs. The final stage of the week is a fast 10-lap circuit race through downtown Long Beach, and it includes portions of the course from the world-famous Long Beach Grand Prix. Overall, this year's Tour of California looks like it's going to be another exciting event. I'm really sorry that I missed last year's event. I had no idea how popular it was going to be, but I've already placed this one on my calendar, and I hope to catch as much of it live as I can. And finally tonight, because we're doing an abbreviated section of the news, I just want to mention a bit of news to which I personally have a very strong personal connection. As I've talked about here on the show before, and as you well know, I'm not only a participant in our local MS-150 Beta Bay Bike Tour, but I'm also the chairman of our planning committee. So it was with great pride that we all learned that Competitor Magazine recently named our bike tour one of the three best cycling events of 2006. And what made it even more exciting was the fact that the other two events that were listed among the three top cycling events of 2006 were the Tour of California and the Tour de France. So congratulations to the staff of the Pacific South Coast chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, as well as to my extremely amazing, incredible planning committee. And by the way, if you're in Southern California next October, please consider us joining us for the 2007 25th anniversary MS-150 Beta Bay Bike Tour, which we call Southern California's premier cycling event. That's going to do it for the news tonight. I know that there's a lot of you online and a lot of you that are hoping to get on tonight, so I'm going to get straight to our first guest. But first, before I bring him online, yes, and I know you could hear the dog next door barking. Sorry about that. I've tried to get that dog to quiet down, and you normally don't hear that. I normally edit it out of my show, so thanks for bringing that up, guys, in the chat room. Anyway, I want to talk to you a little bit about our first guest. As I mentioned at the top of the show, our first guest is Graham Street. And if you're not familiar with Graham, you should be if you remember way back almost a year ago when I was doing the very first version of the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide. And I mentioned that one of the things that I wanted last year for the holidays, but I didn't get, was Graham's series of DVDs that are excellent for off-season training, starting with his DVD called Cyclo Core. And if you're not familiar with Graham's work, I'd recommend that you go to his website right now. It's at www.cyclo, C-Y-C-L-O, Graham-Core.com, and that's where you'll find all of Graham's products. Now, when I first heard about Graham's products, I think it was on a website. It might have been VeloNews or one of the other ones. I have to be honest, and this is something that I've told Graham, I was a bit skeptical. I had tried, as you well know, some of the best coaching programs that are available. I'd tried some of the most sought-after books. I'd tried a variety of DVDs that I could use with my trainer. And quite honestly, none of them really worked for me. I got bored. They just weren't for me. And to give you a great example, one of the books that I read, and I've talked to Graham about this before, and I'm not going to mention it because I don't think it's necessary, but I bought a book on nutrition. And, you know, I didn't know that I needed to become a nutritional major, that I needed to get my master's in nutrition in order to read this book. And I just put it down after the first chapter. It was way too technical, and it really wasn't speaking to me as just your average everyday recreational cyclist. I called Graham and I mentioned the fact that I wanted to review his products on my show, and he graciously agreed to send me some of his products. And the very first one that I broke out was the CycloCore DVD. And Graham had warned me beforehand, and we'll talk about this in a couple of minutes. He warned me that if I thought I was in great shape, I knew nothing, because as soon as I got into his DVD, I was going to learn that I had a long way to go. So, of course, skeptical, didn't believe him, popped that DVD into the DVD player, and I went at it with gusto. It's the only thing I could say. And I was sore for a week and a half. What you have to understand is that I hate gyms. I tell everybody I don't exercise, and you guys know how much I ride, but I tell people that I don't exercise. I hate exercise. And so I never wanted to go to the gym. I never wanted to do aerobics, and it was difficult for me to do core training and things like that. Then I got into Graham's program. Graham's program is about as far from any of the normal exercising programs that I've ever seen. He's found a way to take the core set of exercises that you need to get your core and your legs and your back in shape for cycling. Somehow he has found exercises and put them together in such a way that, trust me, if you go through his program, I guarantee you are going to be stronger, you're going to be faster, and you're going to feel better on your bike. One workout with Graham, and I knew his program was different from anything else I've ever used. After just a few weeks of using CycloCore and CycloZen, I can already feel how much stronger I'm going to be when the season begins again. This is the first year that I've ever actually had an off season. I just haven't had the time to do as much riding in the off season as I would like. I'm riding on the weekends, although you guys know I've been sick, and I just haven't had enough time to ride. So instead, popping in Graham's DVDs and going through his programs, I am sweating my face off in my living room. And now I've got my whole family doing it. My wife's training for next year's MS-150. My older daughter's training for the MS-150. You know, my younger daughter is training for the Tour Across California, at the Ride Across California, and we are all in the living room every night doing one of Graham's programs and cooling down with Graham, and we can all already tell that our fitness and our strength are way up. I told Graham in an email recently, I said, you know, before working with you, I thought I was in the best shape of my life, and boy, was I wrong. No doubt that this is going to be the best off season ever. So I want to bring Graham on the line. Hopefully he's still on hold here. Let's see if we can bring him on. Graham, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Excellent. Welcome to the Fredcast.
Pleasure to be here.
I have to tell you, if you're not watching this online, I'm watching people in the chat room just raving about how they feel about your programs. I mean, just people telling me that it saved their back, it saved their neck, how much better they feel using CycloCore. And I can already tell you, it's true for me. Do me a favor, let's back up a second. Tell me in just a few sentences how you came to develop your programs.
Well, the irony is actually I produced the programs for myself, to be honest with you. You know, I've been a trainer for 10 years now, and I actually have worked with pretty much every kind of population you can think of, from weight loss to high athlete to moms and dads. And, you know, I did that for a long time. My wife and I loved it. You know, it was a natural gift for me. It was something that I was always drawn to. And when my wife got pregnant, you know, we had been with our company doing one-on-ones for years. And I decided to kind of follow back with a passion of mine that has been with me for 20 years now, which is cycling. And I decided to take my knowledge with functional training and core conditioning, and I'd kind of gotten bored of, you know, off-season training in a way of, you know, not being able to get out on the bike and sitting on the trainer, and working on a lot of different things I'd learned from all kinds of different people, and put it together, and it worked so great for me. I decided to take my skill with multimedia and just give it a shot, and CycleCore was developed in less than 30 days, if you can believe it. I filmed it myself, put it together, went on a wing and a prayer and got it out there, and had no idea how the market would respond. And the rest has been history. It's been a dream come true for me, the way that I've been able to connect with my audience and what they've done for me.
Now, a lot of people are asking in the chat room right now, and so I've got to ask you, for people who aren't familiar with the program, why don't you tell them, they're asking, do they need a trainer? Do they need weights? What sort of equipment do they need to get involved in your program?
Well, I think to keep the program simple for you, let's just focus on my original program, which was CycleCore, because obviously I've got a whole, you know, trilogy of different programs, and anyone that's watched them or used them, we're well aware that, you know, it's not just a video. These are definitely kind of more of a stream of consciousness. Each program has a theme, and that theme has multiple different kinds of workouts. So when we're talking about CycleCore, the major agenda for me was that I knew my customer, you know, had a passion for being on the bike, and I didn't want to get in the way of that. But I knew that if by getting off the bike, I could be working with fundamentals, things like core strength, low back conditioning, so on and so forth. But I didn't want my customer to have to go to a gym. So all the workouts I designed were based around the concepts of what's called functional training. And all that means is that training your body in the way that nature intended you to train, meaning that, you know, without the need for heavy weights, without the need for fancy equipment, just staying focused on gravity, momentum in your body. And I got to tell you, I mean, I can take the most in-shape, high-end athlete, and you know, especially a cyclist that's, you know, doing 100 miles, 200 miles, 500 miles a week, and set them through a couple rounds of CycleCore, and a lot of them will say the same thing. Man, I really thought that my fitness was together, but I really didn't know how much more work I could be doing that could really translate to the bike. So I want to make it quick, fast, and effective, and hopefully that's what I've achieved.
So for those of you that are listening, you're using, when you're doing CycleCore, you're using your body weight. You're using a stability ball.
Correct.
You're using very lightweight dumbbells. I think you'll all be surprised to see how light the dumbbells are that you're using and the workout that you're getting with them. And then if you like, in between and to warm up, you can get on your trainer if you want, although Graham doesn't absolutely say that you have to, but you can get on your trainer and do an aerobic workout. At certain points, he tells you what kinds of workouts that you can do. But I mean, even for my wife and I, when we're getting ready to do CycleCore, sometimes we'll just take the dogs on a nice long walk up and down the hills here where I live just to get warmed up and then come in and do the CycleCore program. So you don't need any special equipment necessarily to do the program.
Yeah, in fact, but mostly with CycleCore and CycleZen, my two fundamental programs, you know, my objective was to achieve at least 80% of the workouts without any equipment necessary at all. So if you travel a lot and you're stuck in a hotel room and you're trying to figure out, you know, hey, I wish I could have my bike here, but I'm on a business trip, how do I stay in shape? You know, something like the CycleZen workouts would be a great choice, because I've got the power yoga routines, I've got the low back flexibility routines. We all know that, you know, if you're stuck on a plane or traveling for time, your back starts to get tight, your hamstrings get tight. You just kind of feel weak and frail, and these workouts are things you can do right there in your hotel room. If you wanted to go to the gym, you could do them there once you really got a good knack for it. But I designed them to be quick and effective so you could get back to what you want to do, which is riding the bike. I mean, if someone was to really ask me, what do I want to be doing during the day, I want to be on my bike. And the beautiful thing about how I develop my programs is that I can do both. I can get the fundamentals of core strength, low back conditioning, flexibility. And when I get on the bike, the effects are very evident. And the funny thing is just within one workout or two, I have yet to find really a customer that if they put the time in, just after a few workouts, you're going to see a difference.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Now, I'm getting a couple of comments here. And by the way, one of the things I also wanted to mention about the CycloCore program is that it also includes audio CDs. And the audio CDs include tips on nutritional success. And I got an email from one of my listeners who I don't think was going to be able to join us this evening, but it's from listener Greg, and he said, I've been listening to the CycloCore DVDs on nutrition. I think he meant CDs, but I'm still a bit confused on supplements. I can't afford to buy a whole catalog of supplements. And so his question is, what's the least I can afford, I can purchase and still get something out of it?
That's an excellent question. Obviously, you know, as athletes, even as everyday athletes, we're inundated with different marketing for different supplements, so on and so forth. Do we have to take them? Should we take them? I think I want to preface that by saying that the bottom line is that if you're eating a wholesome, nutritious diet, you could, of course, get away without taking any nutritional supplements. And I don't want to be here sitting here telling you that supplements are a must-have. However, what I will tell you is that as an everyday cyclist myself, and having been in the industry for a long time as a fitness professional, having my degree in nutrition, so on and so forth, I stay pretty stressed out during the day. I mean, I really do. I mean, obviously, I try to practice what I preach and get out on my bike and relax, but I'm running a global enterprise here, and I've got people sending me emails all the time. My body's under a lot of daily stress, and with that, even with as well as I eat, and again, you know, I think that taking my CycloCore nutrition CDs, which is what this individual is asking about, which again was mostly just add-on features to begin to introduce the concepts of wholesome nutrition, I've now created the CycloFuel nutrition program, which any of my customers that have it, I've gone into much more detail about nutritional supplements. I think at the end of the day, the most fundamental thing you need to have getting started would be a multivitamin, and a good multivitamin. Again, you can debate this in a whole bunch of different ways. Is a GNC vitamin good? Is a Hammer Nutrition vitamin good? I think at the end of the day, whatever you feel is the best choice for you based on your budget, based on what you want to get out of it, a multivitamin is a great place to start because it covers a lot of your bases. A lot of the higher-end supplements that are dealing with performance-enhancing things of that nature, I'm not saying that they don't have credibility and can't be used, but the funny thing is that I run into so many customers that get so caught up in the glitz and glamour of a supplement, and they're still not paying attention to the fundamentals, which is just good solid training, getting lots of good rest, and making sure they're eating right. And I see people that are just they're either not eating, they're skipping meals, they're not snacking, or they're eating a poor balanced diet, and they're hoping the supplements will save them. And if that's the key, then really you're probably wasting your money on the supplements. You'd be better off investing the money in the food and the things of that nature. So again, it's a complementation program. Start with a multivitamin. If you want to look into things like antioxidants, those have great benefits. We can have 50 shows just about supplements, but I think keeping it simple to start is where you'd want to begin.
Great tip. Do me a favor, because I've used the CycloCore program, and you know, I know what it's already doing for my core, what it's doing for my leg strength, what it's doing for the hip flexors and the glutes. I can already feel it, and I have a feeling that when I start going out and doing centuries and doubles this year, I can already tell that I'm not going to have that low back pain. At least I'm hoping not, and I'm excited about that. And I've done a bit of the CycloZen and have found that to be it's sometimes even more difficult. And I'm sure that I can hear you laughing, because I'm sure that that's true. Do me a favor. You have a number of different products besides these. You've also got Speed and Fuel. Just take a couple of minutes, because I've had friends ask me, hey, which one of Graham's programs is right for me?
Right.
Give me a way to differentiate between the various programs that you offer.
Well, CycloCore, Zen, and Speed is my Star Wars, and much like Star Wars, it's you can laugh at it if you want, but it's a progressive trilogy, meaning that each section, Core, Zen, Speed, has a similarity to each one. There's a common theme between all three, but the real purpose is to advance the consumer from Core to Zen to Speed. So CycloCore, at its base, we're talking about strength training and core conditioning. You could just use Core and be happy for years to go. I'm serious. if you had a low back discrepancy, or if you want to start really attacking the fundamentals of climbing, which any cyclist that's been out there long enough on a bike eventually starts to get hooked on saying, hey, I wish I didn't get dropped on the hills on group rides. I wish I could climb better. How do I do that? Well, definitely we need to be working on the bike. There's no question. If you want to climb better, you got to go out and practice your climbing. And again, that's a whole other concept we could talk about later. But dealing with the CycloZen program, what we're really looking at is creating what's called muscular endurance and low back durability, the two prime fundamentals for any good climber. Bottom line, if the back is weak, you will not climb well, and that's a fact. The other thing is that muscular endurance, which is challenging for pretty much all of us, myself included. Muscular endurance is the ability for you to produce high amounts of power for sustained lengths of time. So if you don't have the ability to endure, whether you want to call it the anaerobic threshold or whether you have the ability to maintain a certain power output for duration, things like power yoga, recovery yoga, the 8-minute power routine in CycloZen, these things are all designed to help you train not just your physicality, but your mind as well. So when you get on the bike, it actually creates something you can use when you're in that sticky situation, you're trying to climb the mountain, you're trying to climb a hill, and you're going through a really tough time in your mind. If you've been practicing these things, you're going to get through it easier. And you talk to any of my customers that use that, and they'll tell you the same thing. CycloSpeed is really my baby. I've been working on that program for 5 or 6 years, well before CycloCore was even a concept. CycloSpeed is an advanced training program. I do not recommend anyone using CycloSpeed until they've had at least a few months with Core and Zen, because again, that's my foundational work. Even if you're an elite level cyclist, I still advise you still start with Core and Zen. CycloSpeed really works on what would be called neuromuscular facilitation, and all that means is making stronger connections between your mind and your body. So once you pass a certain fitness equity line or credibility, meaning you've got the core strength, you've got the low back conditioning, you're on the bike a lot, you're really, all the cylinders are firing, and you're asking yourself, well, what can I do next? What can I do to get more out of my cycling? And the bottom line comes to how well your nervous system is able to communicate with your body. And that's really when you're talking now about launching yourself from a strong cyclist to something sublime, something almost Olympic-like. And when you look at someone like Lance Armstrong or any professional athlete, and you're watching these guys make it look so easy, that is neuromuscular performance at its best, where their body is in hot sync with their neuromuscular ability. And CycloSpeed is really designed to do that. The irony is a lot of the workouts that I have in CycloSpeed, I learned how to do and developed from the ground floor up on my own, taking things from my skill. I used to be a soccer player. I used to play football. I have a black belt in martial arts. I took all those things and all the parameters of balance, neuromuscular control, and played with them until I figured out what worked for myself as a cyclist and then for my customers as well. And again, anyone that's able to advance to that level in CycloSpeed and then use the program, you're going to get faster, which is exactly why I call it CycloSpeed. The whole purpose of the program is one thing. I want you to get on that bike and being as efficient and as fast as possible. So it's kind of the Shangri-La of my programs. Fuel is my nutrition program. It's something that I've been working on. I got my degree in nutrition, which helped me a little bit. It taught me some basic fundamentals, but it also taught me hey, let's count this and how many, micrograms of B12 in your diet, so on and so forth. And I'm not saying that stuff's not important, but I think as a society, we've been kind of conditioned to believe that nutrition has to be some finite equation. It has to be extreme to be effective, whether it's high fat and low carb, or it's high carb and low fat, or you can only eat on Tuesdays, or you have to wear green when you eat that food or whatever. It's amazing what people will allow themselves to believe in the hopes of getting greater health, fitness, or performance. And the irony is that most of us are very educated, and we have the common sense to know that, nutrition is really about consistency, eating consistently healthy meals several times a day, taking care of ourselves, balancing out the meals, removing the junk, removing the saturated fat, removing the sugar, removing the white flour, all the stuff we already know. But a lot of us just don't know how to implement it. And fuel, for me, was something that had to deliver action. So instead of just trying to talk to you about biochemistry and endocrinology and all the stuff about you know, which most of the diet books tend to do, I try to avoid a lot of that and just go after, hey, you know, what do we do to eat well? What do we do to feel better? How can I create structure that I can use for multiple different purposes on an endless continuum, meaning that you would never have to buy another program again? And I've been working on this for years on how to crack that code, and it wasn't easy. And it's still a program in motion. It's done very well coming out the door. A lot of people, you know, believe that it was just going to be a diet book, and it definitely is not. It's much more than that. It's much more dynamic, and I think I tried to build something that would resonate with my audience, and hopefully I've been able to achieve that. I'm going to work my butt off to make sure that I can continue to raise the bar to get more out of it.
Graham, before we take a call, because I see that there's some people lined up who want to ask questions, but before
sure.
we do, one of the questions that I'm seeing in the chat room is, how much is your program, or are your various programs? And just in brief.
I've got a couple of different kinds of packages. My most popular package that I sell is all three of them together. Cyclists love deals, and I love giving them deals. That would be Core, Zen, and Speed. And then I have three bonus training plans, a 4-week climbing plan, a 5-week speed and time trial plan, and a 4-week century plan. And just in short, these plans are designed to help you take the various workouts between Core, Zen, and Speed. That's actually 26 to 30 different small workouts, and create structure for each individual task, whether it's climbing, speed, or century. And I sell that entire package. It's like a $380 value. I sell it for like $155, and I cover shipping. So I think it's a steal, you know, compared to how much I used to charge as a, you know, master trainer. I was about $150 an hour. And this is about, you know, total between all three programs. It must be 6 or 7 hours worth of different training modules. And again, even if you only used a quarter of them, you're going to get results, and hopefully as you're progressing, you'll get even more.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. All right, let's bring Rick online. He's been waiting. He has a question for you. Let's see if this will work.
Sure.
I pushed the button. Here we go. Rick, are you on with us?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Rick. Good. Welcome to the show. You're on with Graham. Go ahead with your question.
My question was, with Core Zen, I don't have a trainer, and I was wondering how much time you actually spend with the workout actually on the trainer, and would it be beneficial to get it even though I don't have that trainer?
Well, I could tell you that with Core and Zen, you flat out don't even really need a trainer. The only workout between Core and Zen that you really do need a trainer logistically within the workout is the 45-minute yoga spin routine, which would be one workout out of 15. So if we're playing the numbers game, Core and Zen is still a great investment overall for a cyclist, because we're addressing multiple issues off the bike without the trainer. The addition of a trainer would be nice, because if you wanted to really optimize Core and Zen, you could do intervals. So you can imagine doing 5 or 10 minutes of core work, getting on the bike, doing 15 or 20 minutes of drills, whether they're one-legged drills, high-spin cadence drills, whatever, getting back off. And doing that back and forth will help you harness that core strength and really help you apply it to the bike. But again, it's not a requirement. It's just something nice to be working for.
Great, okay. Rick. I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show. And by the way, everybody, Rick is our moderator in the forum. So, Rick, thank you very much for what you do.
No problem.
All right. We'll put you back on hold. So, Enzo had a question here, and he says that he's got Core and Zen, but wants to know what specifically to concentrate on when it comes to climbing, if he wants to improve his climbing.
Well, the first thing I could say is you could always contact me. I've got a 4-week climbing plan specifically that would incorporate Core and Zen, and actually the 4-week climbing plan would include cyclo speed. You could still use the plan without it. We created these plans basically because we do, when I say we, myself, and I have a gentleman that works for me, or works with me rather, Coach Al Lyman, who I've hired to basically create training plans. He's a professional coach, multi-sport as well as cycling coach. He's excellent at what he does, and he's got an incredible understanding of my programs. Periodization is something that I can do, but I wanted the coach to do that for us. So if you wanted to work with Core and Zen for climbing, from my point of view, even without a plan, you want to focus on the 8-minute power routine from Cyclo Zen. You want to do that at least once a week. If you can move up to 2 or 3 rounds of that 8-minute power routine just a few times a week, that alone is going to help you build the strength, low back durability, and the flexibility for better climbing. I know that sounds like an incredible accomplishment in only 8 minutes, but anyone that's done that workout will attest that is a tough 8 minutes and very well balanced. If you wanted to expand it further, the low back training in Cyclozen, the fix the back, stay in the drops routine, both the strength and the stretching, if you wanted to alternate that back and forth just a few times per week, I'd say once each, plus the 8 minute power routine, you would have a lot to work with right there. And again, I could go further and further on all the different workouts between Core and Zen, but I think the most important thing for anyone listening to grasp is that starting slow and starting with just a few of the workouts that seem appealing to you will cover a lot of bases. I didn't build these programs to be, you know, a flash in the pan, a pan kind of thing. I want them to be long-term so you can continue to build off them.
What about, I know that when we were talking the other day, you were telling me that you've got a boot camp coming up in February,
I sure
I think.
Do,
tell
yeah.
me about that.
It's blowing my mind that people are going to be showing up to see me. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, I still see myself as just like my customer. I'm really no different. I have a degree in physiology and all that stuff, but, you know, I still deal with the same stuff that everyone else does. But my boot camp is with John Howard, who, you know, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening have heard that name before. John is almost 60 now, and I got to tell you, John is one of the most amazing individuals and one of the most amazing cyclists I have ever witnessed in my life. I had the privilege of riding with him at El Tour de Tucson and doing some film work with him for an upcoming project, and he'll be there with me. John's done about 50 billion boot camps before. This is my first one, so a little nervous, but we sold out of the boot camp within a week, and we're actually a bit overfilled right now. And the purpose is to basically, this first one is a strength and skills camp, taking CycleCore, bringing, you know, everyone that's coming basically is a customer already. I didn't even let my readership know that I was having it because I knew my customers would probably fill the spots. We'll be going over advanced CycleCore training. We will be going over skill training with John being at the helm there. Hammer Nutrition is supplying all the nutritional supplements for everyone. My co-sponsor, Champion Systems, who makes all of my apparel for Team CycleCore, they are sponsoring everyone there with Cycle Bootcamp team kits. I mean, it's blowing my mind just how it came together, but really excited about it. And anyone that has interest in coming, don't worry, because we are definitely already having to move into a wait list for an April camp. Not really sure where we're going to do the April camp yet. We may still be back in San Diego. We may actually be in either Colorado or Texas as well. So stay tuned for that. We're trying to figure out a deal right now to do that.
That is very cool. And by the way, two of the listeners are commenting in the chat room, Christine and Gerald. They're going to be at the boot camp.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
So I thought that was really great. Now, I know one of the ways that you keep in touch with your customers and your prospective customers is through an email that you send out. Why don't you tell people where they can sign up for that, and real quickly also tell them once again where they can find your programs, because Christmas is coming.
Yeah. All my stuff can be found at cyclocore.com, cyclocore.com. I do advise that, you know, as you're looking through, try not to get too confused. It might seem a little bit overwhelming because I do have so many different programs and packages, but I want everyone to keep in mind, I've got, you know, being with what I do, you know, we've got, you know, close to 50,000 listeners and readers now. And with that in mind, you can imagine the strata of different types of cyclists that I have. You know, I designed my program with a strict understanding for myself as a business owner that I wanted to design a set of programs that could be span across, you know, multiple different strata, from the beginner cyclist just getting on, looking to lose some weight, maybe get in better shape, have fun doing it, to the intermediate cyclist, the everyday cyclist, which would be myself included, looking to, you know, say, hey, I can only, you know, train for a couple hours a week. What am I going to do to improve my fitness? I've got centuries I want to do, hill climbs, so on and so forth. And, of course, the elite and upper-level cyclists doing competitive racing. If you look at Core Zen and Speed, I cover all those bases. That's the beauty of how I designed it, so it doesn't really matter what you're looking for. I would advise that if you are looking to buy something from me, that, you know, you take me off. I do have quite a few different packages available. My best package to buy to start, if you're confused, would be just simply the Core and Zen package. You can't start at any better place. That's where I always recommend people to start. Core and Zen were actually supposed to be one program. I divvied them up because when Core came out, I had no idea what customers would think of it. I had no idea what it would do. And it exploded. And within that frame of time, I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning every night doing pick-and-pack myself, and created Psycho Zen to kind of balance the programs out, and between the two of them, they really are one program, so that's the best place to start.
That's
great.
They
can all be found at the internet site, psychocore.com.
That's great. Well, real quick, before I let you go, I'm just going to, because there's a lot of callers on, but none of you are asking if you want to ask Graham a question. If you do, just click that request to talk button at the top right corner of the screen, and I'll get you on. But we just have a couple of more minutes with Graham because it's late where he is, and we've already kept him a little bit past what we'd said. So, Graham, thanks for sticking on. If anybody does want to ask a question, go ahead and click that button. But, Graham, just so you know, I mean, there are dozens and dozens of people listening live, plus we're going to have thousands of people listening when I create a podcast out of this. So,
well, good for you, man. I think what you're doing is great.
It's been great. So two more questions from the chat room. The first one was, if your customers are doing core and Zen, should they still be going to the gym and doing the weights that they've been doing? Does this take the place of that? Any comment on that?
I want to be perfectly frank with you. My original fitness that I was in, a couple of years ago was bodybuilding. So that's all I did was live in a gym. I mean, obviously as a professional, obviously I was in a gym working with customers, but also as an individual. Can you still go to a gym? Can you still get benefit from traditional weight training, squats, leg presses, leg extensions? Of course you can. From my point of view, having all the knowledge I do about multiple stratas and different kinds of exercise, is it the best way to do it? It's the old way to do it. I think there's a lot of shifts in the market now. I hope that I've been kind of an impetus with that, but I know a lot of other coaches obviously are making these shifts. Do I still go to the gym? Of course I do. I'll be honest with you, I work out from home. After every ride that I do my own flexibility routine from CycloCore. I do the low back flexibility workouts. I do the low back durability workouts. If I'm traveling, I do the 8-minute power routine or the CycloCore full body routines. But yeah, I go to the gym probably once a week. And if I do, I'm just trying to get the heck out of the house. When I'm there, are you going to see me doing lots of leg presses and squats and traditional stuff? Absolutely not. In fact, what you're going to see me doing is actually advanced CycloCore stuff that's not even included in my core sentence speed programs. And I'm not trying to throw that out there to bait people that I've got a new program coming out, but core sentence speed is still just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of other stuff that can be done, and I am working on a model right now to do a workout that I can teach you how to do, whether I'm going to stream it online or actually create another DVD product. I'm not sure yet, but to help you say, hey, I love the core workouts. I can do them at home. I can do them on the fly, but I've been doing them for 2 years. What else you got? I want more stuff. Well, I've got lots more, and we can actually do a lot more in the gym, and we can do it with, things like benches. We can do it with a lot of the new core training equipment that's available. Some really fun stuff to do. But again, I really want to emphasize that fundamentals is key, and that if you're going to go to the gym, the coolest thing that you could do, and this is what I do, is that you can combine traditional exercises such as the leg extension, okay, which is what's called the closed chain movement, doesn't stimulate the core, great for the quads, but it doesn't really get a lot done in one exercise. But you could use that exercise. Let's say you did 10 or 12 reps with a moderate weight on a leg extension, and you decided to then do a CycloCore exercise like the Hindu squat or the reverse lunge or the lateral lunge. Well, now you're going to take that workout, and you're going to ramp it up big time. So we're blending traditional with non-traditional or non-conventional, and by doing that, we're still challenging the core. We're getting a kick-butt workout, and we're working with multiple things. And by doing that, we're keeping ourselves invigorated. We're trying new stuff. And I think at the end of the day, CycloCore is really all about making sure you have variety. People get bored. I get bored. I've been doing this for a living for a long time. And, man, I'll tell you, I'm always looking to try new stuff and work with other ways of getting fit, staying fit. So hopefully that's a good idea for you.
So in 1 minute or less, what's on the horizon? What should we be expecting next from Graham Street?
The next two programs coming out, and they're coming out very soon. In fact, we should have them out early January, are two products called Cyclo Win and Cyclo Masters. And these are going to be done with John Howard, and just finalized the deal today for Mark McCormick as well. I don't think I can pick two better people. Kind of an old meets young kind of camaraderie there. Obviously, John's 60, and Mark is 36 now. But obviously two just world-classy champions in multiple different venues. And this is not a workout program. CycloWin is all about the heart, mind, and soul of being a champion, not just a champion on the bike, but a champion life, what it means to be class act. And I think that John and Mark are going to be excellent examples of that. I'm going to help draw that information out. What are their secrets? What do they know that other people don't? What, you know, why are they not so hooked up into the fancy technology? Why are they staying with fundamentals? How is that working for them? I'm going to draw that out and display it to my customers and prove that even with all the fancy stuff we have available, that at 60 or at 36, there's a common bond that holds these two together, even though they've never met before. I'll prove to you that cycling is more about attitude than it is about the training and the power taps and all the other stuff. I'm not saying that stuff's not good, but I think all too often we get kind of too caught up and forget about basic fundamentals. And then Cycle Masters is a program we're going to do that I've got a lot of demand for. You know, John defies his age at 60 years old. I mean, I've ridden with him. I've never seen anything like it. I've never worked that hard on a bicycle before. I broke 3 records in less than 3 hours. I almost died just trying to keep up with the guy. He's 60 years old. I'm 31. I couldn't believe it. I want to find out, John, what is it you are doing that other people don't get? And how can we translate that into a master scenario? Obviously, a lot of my customer base is over the age of 35. And that customer base needs to have some good ideas on how to function with this. I'm a dad, I'm a mom, I've got a busy job, what do I do? So these are emotional CDs, but ones I believe will actually have more power and more ability to help you perform better than just my Core Zen and Speed program. So I'm not saying the training's not important, but at the end of the day, attitude can make the biggest, that final little touch.
That's great. And you mentioned, you know, as part of what you were describing, that a class act. And Graham Street, you're a class act. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and doing this live. Right now I'm looking at, I don't know, must be close to 40 or 50 people live online, and then we're going to be looking at probably 5,000 listeners over the next week or so listening to this show. I appreciate you coming on. I want to thank you very much for your time, and good luck with all the new programs and with the boot camp coming up, and we will talk to you again on the show again soon.
I can't thank you enough, man. I've had a blast.
Great. Have a good evening.
Nice to meet all you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you all appreciated that from looking at the chat room. I think you did. Lots of people just saying great things. And I got to tell you, I'm having a blast doing this live show. This is something I think we're going to do again. But now I'm going to bring on our next guest. We're going to have to give him a call. This is Josh Horowitz. So if you give me 1 second, I will be bringing him online. Hang on 1 sec. It's a little bit later than I told him we'd be calling, but hopefully he's still around. Sorry for the dead air, folks. Hey, Josh.
Hello?
Hey, Josh, it's David.
Hey.
And you are on the air with a bunch of Fredcast listeners on TalkShoe.com, so thank you so much for coming on tonight.
No problem. I've been listening. I've been following some of the chats in the chat room. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad. So you know that these are the people that are going to ask you the questions. It's not me.
Yeah. Great.
You know,
bring them on.
I've just made it sound really good. But, you know, guys like Enzo and Plow are the ones asking the questions. So it's really, really simple to do tonight. So let's just back up a second, because you've been on the show before. I interviewed you at Interbike this year.
That's
and
right.
We talked about your Ultimate Cyclist CD, and you and I were talking about this earlier today, and I was telling you that I've been listening to it as I go to sleep every single night for a number of weeks. And first of all, my wife loves you, because I listen to the CD instead of watching TV to go to sleep at night, so she's very happy about that.
Oh, that's nice.
But then the other thing is, you know, here I am, I put this thing on, I fall asleep within a couple of minutes. I have no idea what you're telling me in my ears. My wife thinks that, you know, it's one of those things you see on TV where you're programming me. One day you're going to give me a call and you're going to say, hey, go rob that bank. And all of a sudden I'm going to deliver money to your house.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Tell me a little bit about what's on the CD and why cyclists can get so much out of it. And what is it that I'm listening to every night?
Well, you know, from your description, you're using it exactly the way we suggest people use it. The idea is the first 20 minutes or so, he's Rick Collingwood, who is the hypnotherapist that's talking on the CD, he's basically just trying to get you into a very relaxed state. And if you fall asleep, that's even better. But the idea is to lower your conscious walls and kind of most people either fall asleep or they go into a trance-like state, and what that does is it leaves the subconscious mind very susceptible and malleable to positive suggestions. And so once he's got you either asleep or just very, very relaxed, he starts talking about all sorts of positive affirmations about your cycling, visualizations, things like from now on you're going to ride with more power, you're going to be smoother, you're going to be more efficient, you're going to look forward to your riding more often, so that sort of thing.
I think it's funny. One of our chat room participants said, finally, a workout program I can do while sleeping.
I know. I just saw that. It sounds too good to be true. Get better on your bike while you're sleeping. But, it's like you might as well take advantage of that. It improves your recovery because you're sleeping. Most people, what you're describing is what most people, that's the first thing that most people experience when they use it, is they sleep a little bit deeper, they sleep a little longer. And why not take advantage of that?
And I mean, maybe I'm imagining it, but I've found that when I listen to it at night, that obviously, number one, I fall asleep faster, and number two, it really does seem like when I wake up in the morning that I've had, is it right to say a more refreshing sleep?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things on the CD is, in addition to the spoken word, there's actually a background noise called theta rhythm, and it's a patented sound effect, basically, that is designed to stimulate your subconscious mind. It's the theta rhythm are the brain waves that your brain gives off when it's in a very relaxed state, and so that's playing in the background, and that puts you into a deeper state of relaxation. So you do get better sleep and sleep a little bit deeper.
And how did you? And I think we may have talked about this before, but briefly for people who may not have heard the previous program, how did you develop this program? I know that you were saying that you had become Mr. Crash Dummy.
Yeah.
You were crashing all the time, and you were looking for a program that or a way to motivate yourself to have a more positive attitude in your cycling. But beyond that, I understand the motivation. How did you actually develop this particular program?
Well, the first thing for me was figuring out what was causing the crashing, because I really didn't know. I didn't really know a lot about this kind of stuff. I was a coach, and I work a lot on the physical and also on the skills side of coaching. But I was going through this season where I was crashing a lot, and I couldn't figure out a common thread between all the crashes. And it's like not like they were all somebody else's fault, or they were all the same kind of thing. I mean, I knew I was a good bike handler, and I knew it wasn't that. So I talked to, eventually someone referred me to a sports psychologist, and we talked, and he gave me some great techniques, which I used, things like visualization and breathing exercises and affirmations. And I tried teaching that to my clients, and what I found, and this is, it's tough for anyone, is to take 10 minutes and turn the TV off and turn off your phone and put the kids away and do some breathing, it's really difficult. So I had been listening to some of Rick's relaxation CDs. He has a whole line of self-help CDs, and I just emailed him. He's in Australia, and I told him, I think that there's a market for a CD. And it was funny. I was listening to Graham, and I was almost kind of in the same position as he was, that I figured at the very least I would make this for myself and I would use it. And I had no idea what the market would be for it, but I thought it was something that I could get a lot out of in my racing. And so we worked together, and he provided the knowledge of the way the mind works and hypnosis and that sort of thing, and I provided the cycling ingredients.
Isn't it interesting that when you find a program that's outstanding, that's excellent, it's usually something that comes from somebody's own personal passion. So both you and Graham developed the programs for yourselves, and then you decided to bring it to others. And, that really is the mark of something that can be very, very successful. So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you.
One of the things that we talked about today that we thought might be useful for the listeners, obviously, number one, I would encourage them to take a look at your CDs and tell them where they can find those.
It's at ultimatesportspsychology.com, and you can download a 5-minute sample of the CD and get an idea of what that theta rhythm I was talking about, and just get a sense of what it's all about.
And so you can probably see in the chat room, one of the questions is, what kind of an outcome can somebody expect when they listen to the CD?
I think, like I said, the first thing is they sleep a little bit better, they're more relaxed. I find that I'm kind of more relaxed all the time, not just when I'm cycling, but just in general. I kind of go at things with a more relaxed, more focused mindset. And on the bike, it's you know, it really depends on the person and what their particular needs are. But we have a lot of racers listening to it. A lot of I've given it to a lot of pros, and we've gotten some great feedback. Guys like Chris Baldwin, who said it helped him in the National Time Trial Championship, said it helped him push through the pain and the suffering of time trialing. But it's not just for racers. You know, other people who have said that they just look forward to their rides more. They're more comfortable on the bike. They're more relaxed on the bike. They are able to ride longer without getting kind of uncomfortable and tired.
Excellent. Now, before we move on, because I do want to get to talking about visualization, Rick has another question. So hang on one second. Let's bring Rick back online. And, of course, Rick, this is one of the reasons why you're the moderator, because you always have so much to say. Rick, go ahead with your question. Oh, he was online. Where'd he go? Hang on one second. Okay, well, if he's got another question, he'll come back on. But anyway, let's talk, Josh, a little bit about visualization, because this is something that as athletes we hear about a lot, something that we're told can really help us in our athletic performance. But if you would, in a nutshell, what is visualization? How do we do it, and how will it help us?
Okay, well, visualization, I think visualization, I was thinking about this earlier, a better way to kind of describe it, it's not just visualizing, it's not just seeing something, but it's actually experiencing it. So good visualization, I always tell my clients to start off by writing a script. So they actually sit down on the computer and they write out a page or so describing the perfect race or the perfect ride. It all depends on what they're trying to improve. But the more detailed you are, the better. Talk about what things, how things feel, sights, sounds, light, smells. Kind of really create a world. And then, you know, to do the visualization, you would sit down, relax, do some deep breathing, get yourself very relaxed, and then just actually experience the entire script that you wrote as if you were there. So you close your eyes and, you know, you feel yourself waking up in the morning, experience the light coming through the window, and move on to the event where you're standing at the start line, let's say, and you feel great, you feel confident. All those feelings, the more details, the more vivid it becomes, the more you're kind of able to turn it into a reality when it comes time for the actual day.
Well, it's funny because this is such a difficult thing to really get your mind around. This is something, by the way, that I used to do. This is really funny. It's funny to admit. When I was learning to fly, because I'm a private pilot, safety was always one of the most important things to me. And so what I would do literally before I would go to bed at night is I would lay down, I'd close my eyes, and I would literally perform as if I was right there at the airport. I'd perform the walk around inspection of the airplane so that, I mean, down to every little switch that I had to move and every flap and everything on the airplane that I had to check was in my mind, so that when I got to the airport, it was second nature to me. It's something like that you're talking about.
That's a perfect example, and that's what you want to do. You know, with your cycling, and you can visualize your legs moving in perfect circles. You can visualize, you know, if you have trouble, let's say you don't eat enough on the bike, you can actually visualize yourself eating and drinking while you're riding. If you get nervous descending, you can visualize yourself going down the side of a mountain. And I have my clients tell themselves things like, I descend like I'm on rails, and the faster I go, the more stable I am, and the more comfortable I am, and the more confident I am. The airplane example is a perfect example. And then I'm sure when you got there, it's like you had done it already. It was like you said, it was second nature.
Oh yeah, it was a no-brainer. I knew exactly what I needed to do, and where I needed to go, and where my hands needed to be, and everything. Do you recommend that, let's say somebody's a racer and they're getting ready for a race, do you recommend that they go out and ride the course or even drive the course, and then they make that part of the visualization so they actually see themselves climbing that hill, they see themselves descending, so that when they get to the start line, it'll help them with their nervousness?
Yeah, whenever possible, you should do that. It's not always easy. You know, sometimes these races are far away. That's always a good idea to do that, not just in terms of visualization, but also in terms of strategy. But then you can work that into your script. You can say, you know, once you've seen the script, you can say, well, this would be a great place to break away. So you might, in your script, see yourself getting to that last turn before the hill and attacking through the corner, and even as much detail as saying what side of the road you want to be on, wherever you want to be that whole race. That's what you would imagine yourself in your mind.
One of the listeners on the chat room is saying, "What do you recommend for a hard hill climb?" He says that he thinks happy thoughts. Anything more specific than happy thoughts?
For climbing, there's a couple little easy things you can do. First of all, I don't know how if this is like a visualization thing, but I always tell people to look straight down at the road instead of looking up the hill and seeing how much farther you have to climb and how steep the climb is. And it's amazing what a difference that makes. The other thing is along the lines of thinking happy thoughts is just smile. Instead of grunting and you know, you got this look of pain on your face, just try to smile. And it's amazing how just putting a smile on your face can change your whole attitude. Even though it's just a physical thing, it can really change your whole mindset.
And is this something that you recommend that people listen to right before their ride or right before their race? Or is it just something that where repetition is the most important thing?
Yeah, it's all. You wouldn't want to. You wouldn't get that much of an effect of it if you just listen to it one time right before a race. In fact, it's not designed to listen to on the bike or in the car. Even it's designed to listen to it at home when you have some downtime. On an airplane, it's great if you're traveling. It's something you play it enough times, and the way the human mind works is it's sort of very similar to muscle memory. Where if you do a particular motion over and over and over again, your body gets used to it. Same thing with the mind. That's why advertising works. You know, you play something, it's a commercial over and over again, and eventually we kind of go on to believe it. So if you can do that with things like commercials, and a lot of us do it with negative thoughts where we might think something negative like, you know, I don't think I can get up this climb, or I think I'm going to get dropped today, and eventually you start to believe it. If you can replace those negative thoughts with something positive, then eventually you come to believe those thoughts, and then they manifest into reality.
Okay, that's and I think that's what I've seen is that the repetition is a really good thing. All right, Rick is back. I think it was my fault last time. He's ready to ask his question.
So okay.
Let's see if we can make it's my fault, Rick. Hang on. Okay, you should be on now. Hold on. There you are. Hey, Rick.
There we go.
Hey.
As you were saying before, you developed this product because of performance-wise, because you kept crashing your bike and so forth. What I was kind of asking is, now it's getting in the winter months. I live in Pittsburgh, and it's constantly getting colder and colder here, and yet I still do a lot of winter riding. Could this be a product to help me, you know, get up and look forward to these rides? Because I know I get up and I'm like, oh, it's, you know, -3 outside. I don't want to go out and ride.
Yeah, I think that's definitely one of the we tried to make it give it something for everyone, and definitely one of the elements is the idea of looking forward to riding, enjoying it. I think one thing we haven't talked about too much is relaxation is really the key to almost any sport, and when you're more relaxed, you're able to. So many people they get tense, they worry about their rides, they worry about missing training, they worry about a race that's 3 months away. They worry about, you know, whether they're going to get a flat tire. And so much of it is if you can just relax and enjoy the bike and remember why you ride a bike and why you enjoy it so much, then you'll just go out and you'll look forward to your riding and you'll enjoy it and you'll be kind of peaceful and zen. And I think that relaxation will help, you know, would help you get up in the morning. It'll help you go to sleep at night. You'll wake up feeling a little bit more refreshed, and you'll look forward to your rides more.
You know, I don't know if it's a total correlation, but Rick, I have to tell you that everybody knows that I'm a cold wimp, even though I live in Southern California. And Josh will appreciate this. It doesn't get that cold here, does it?
No, it's a little chilly. We're spoiled here.
But, you know, being spoiled and having grown up in Southern California, there are certainly those mornings that I don't want to go for a ride. And having listened, or you know, just I'm tired, you know, I've been doing a lot with the kids or a lot at work or whatever, and there's just those days when I know I'm not motivated. But having listened to the CD, I have found that there are mornings I get on my bike and I'm like, wow, last year I don't think I would have been going riding right now. And so I think the CD is helping with that, or maybe it's, you know, I don't know what it is, but it seems to me like it's helping.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, it's not one of those things like, you know, where you can do an exercise and then you feel yourself getting stronger. The mind is, it's a pretty complicated thing, but it's, I mean, you know, this is all very scientific stuff. There's a lot of research on this. There's research on, there's actually one test that I always talk about, one study that shows that thinking about an exercise actually stimulates muscle memory. So you think about flexing your bicep, and actually if they put little sensors on your muscles, they can see that there's actual electrical impulses going through the exact muscles that you would use to flex your bicep. So you know, it's all pretty scientific stuff. It's interesting. It's really quite amazing to me now that I know more about it that I didn't know about it before, and that it isn't a bigger part of our sport and the training for it, and people don't talk about it more. It's getting more into the mainstream. I think it's becoming more accepted.
Well, you know, I think that just mainstream medical doctors are realizing the power of the mind. You know, it's sort of been rumored and it's been sort of urban myth for a long time, or at least perceived that way, the power of what the mind can do for your body. I mean, I was at a lecture recently at a Multiple Sclerosis Society event where here was this very well-renowned scientist talking about how not only how placebos work, but also nocebos, where you can convince your mind can really convince your body of quite a bit. And so I think that that's really true, and I buy that, and I think that's one of the reasons why the CD really works.
You know, that's actually, I'm sorry, I was just going to say, that's actually one of the main things that Rick Collingwood does in Australia is he works with cancer patients and people with terminal diseases, and he does visualization, the idea of visualizing, let's say with cancer, that your cancer is like rodents running around, and you're the mouse catcher. And you know, he does these visualizations where people imagine, you know, their cancer cells being zapped or captured or whatever. And he has amazing results. He has people who have not responded to treatment, to chemotherapy, who have gone into remission after only a couple weeks of working with him one on one. So yeah, I mean, that's really, I mean, you know, the sports stuff is great, but that's really, I think, where it's really amazing and where the great work is being done.
No doubt. Well, speaking of sports, real quick, because I want to get to one more question after this, but Enzo on the board wants to know how this works with time trialing. Is there a specific way that the Ultimate Cyclist CD can help with time trialing?
You know, you would use it just like anything else, but the time trialing, it's funny that he asked that. I saw that question on there. Like I was talking about before, the very first guy we had on using the CD, the very first pro, was Chris Baldwin. And he used it for about 2 months. He listened to it every single night at bedtime. He fell asleep listening to it, and that was, he won the 2005 National Time Trial Championship. So he kind of did a very intensive, you know, 2 month crash course using it every single night, and you know, he said it really helped him. And it, you know, that's the kind of thing that it does. It just gives you that positive mindset. One of the things he talks about a lot is knowing that you're a winner and thinking of yourself as a winner. And it's really amazing how just I know for myself, a lot of times I'll be in a race and I'll maybe be in a breakaway and I'll be thinking to myself, all right, well, there's three guys, so at the very least I'm going to get on the podium. And chances are, when you're thinking like that, that's, you end up in third place. You think, oh, at the very least I'll get third place. But if you go into that and you think, I'm going to win this, and you can see yourself coming across the line with your hands in the air, then at least you have a chance. If you can't see it, then you don't have a chance. But if you can see it and you can imagine it happening, then you've got a better chance than the next guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So real quick, because we were talking a little bit about the power of the mind, I know that you've got other CDs and other programs. Just tell us briefly about those and what they do.
Okay, well, We have CDs. We have they're the Ultimate Sports Psychology series. So we have the Ultimate Athlete, which is a general sports CD for really anyone competing in any sport. The tenets of sports psychology pretty much apply across the board to every sport. We have Ultimate Fitness, which is more for people who are not competing but just trying to get in shape, lose weight, get stronger. And we have the Ultimate Triathlete for triathletes, obviously, same kind of thing. And one of the most interesting ones I think we have is called the Ultimate Sports Recovery. And it's all about the mind-body connection, about imagining your blood going to your muscles after a hard workout or a race, and healing yourself faster if you have an injury. So that's actually one of the more interesting ones. I know we had someone I was talking to the other day who said that they actually noticed a resting heart rate while they were listening to this, 5 beats lower than they'd ever seen before. And it's because it kind of utilizes the mind to help relax and help the healing process. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow, amazing. Josh, tell us once again where they can find your programs and how much they are, because like I said with Graham, it is Christmas time after all.
Yeah, it's a great stocking stuffer. They're $34.95, and it's at ultimatesportspsychology.com. And there's plenty of information about all the different CDs. There's samples they can download. And also, if any of you guys want to check out my coaching website, that's at liquidfitness.com. And I coach athletes from all ranges, from elite level racers to recreational riders to century riders. So check that out too.
And I'll be putting links to those in the show notes. Josh, thanks so much for your time this evening, for coming on the Fredcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
no problem.
Both Josh and I are getting over colds and the flu, so
yeah.
Go have some chicken soup. It certainly has worked for me. And enjoy your evening. Thanks again.
Okay. Thanks a lot. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. So there goes Josh Horowitz, and we had Graham Street, and we've definitely gone over. We're at about an hour 12, and that's really going to do it for the show tonight. I really want to thank all those of you who were online tonight. This has been a blast. I just said it on the chat room. This has been a rush. I've never, ever been nervous getting ready for a Fredcast before, and tonight, I got to tell you, for 2 hours leading up to the show, I was just beside myself. I had no idea how it was going to go. I didn't know how the TalkShoe software was going to work, but it's been great. So for a one-year anniversary, this has just been a blast. I will definitely be doing this again next time. Hopefully, you guys won't be shy. I know that there were seven of you that were on the phone and way more, dozens and dozens of you that were listening online. But next time, definitely come on and ask questions. I would really appreciate that. I will do this again. So everybody who stayed up early or stayed up late, and thank you so much for the congratulations and the happy anniversary wishes on the chat room. I will be adding some PodSafe cycling music to the end of the show. So I hope that you've enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoy the music. But most of all, enjoy the ride. Well, that's going to do it for the live broadcast. That was a lot of fun. I had no idea how fun and what a rush it was going to be to do that live. It was great watching everybody in the chat room. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Just a couple of quick notes before we go and before I get into tonight's PodSafe cycling music. First of all, as always, please, when you're thinking about it and you're at your computer, go over to Podcast Alley and give us a vote. That always helps, keeps us up in the rating, and keeps adding on to our audience, which is helpful. If you don't want to do that, next time you have iTunes open, go over to the Fredcast page and give us a review. We'd also appreciate that. Love getting your emails, although having been sick for the last week and a half, I am very behind. But please send your emails to thefredcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can send audio comments in there as well, or you can use our Fredcast listener hotline at area code 206-203-FRED, or you can use the link on the left-hand side of the page to send us an audio comment right from your computer to mine. Of course, we talked to Rick tonight on the show. He's our moderator on the Fredcast forums. Go ahead and check the Fredcast forums by going to www.thefredcast.com and clicking on the forums link at the top of the page. And by the way, you might want to visit the Fredcast website a little bit more often, because that's how all those people found out about tonight's live show. Tonight's PodSafe cycling music comes to us, as always, from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Tonight's music, and it's Christmas music as it has been for the last couple of weeks, and it's from my favorite PodSafe musician, Jimmy Bratcher. This is What Child Is This by Jimmy Bratcher, and of course, links in the show notes where you can find Jimmy's music, and of course, where you can also buy it on iTunes. Now, before we get to the music tonight, a couple of anniversary wishes came in, and I'm going to play those for you. So I hope you enjoy those. I hope you enjoyed the live show, and we'll be doing that again real soon. And as I said a few moments ago, enjoy the music and the anniversary wishes, but most of all, enjoy the ride.
Happy anniversary!
Hi, David. This is Eric from the Cycling Podcast for Holland and Belgium, Wieler Journal. Congratulations with your one-year anniversary, and keep doing what you're doing, because it's a great job.
Thank you.